of those East-West collaborations, this one with Jay Thomas on flugelhorn and Gary Smullyan on baritone sax, John Hansen piano, Adam Kessler drums, Michael Glenn on bass, and the title tune from a newly issued album from 2016 called Lowdown Hoedown. That was the title tune, which was a composition of Kurt Berg. Jay Thomas from Seattle and Gary Smullyan from New York City. Lowdown Hoedown. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Today we're going to be reviewing some of our favorite recordings from the last year, and one of them would certainly include the Westerlies' wonderful 2-CD set, which came out last year, titled simply The Westerlies. And it's, in this case, all of the selections except two in this double CD were written by members of the group. The quartet is a beautifully balanced ensemble, all brass instruments, no rhythm section. Two trumpets and two trombones make up the ensemble, which includes Riley Muherkar and Zubin Hensler on trumpets, Andy Clausen and Willem de Kock on trombones. And this is a piece which was composed by Andy Clausen, and he calls this Ruddy Ducker, The Westerlies. Thank you.
Ha 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 ha.
couple of recent recordings by some of the younger musicians out of this area who are going on to build wider careers. We first heard from the Westerlies, and just now we heard from Greg Belialchi with his group, including the vocalist Chelsea Crabtree, trumpet player Raymond Larson, Carmen Rothwell on bass, Greg Belialchi on guitar, and his composition in a very nostalgic Americana kind of feel, appropriately enough. The words are by Carl Sandburg and is part of this album from which we heard the title tune, I Sing to You and the Moon. Words by Carl Sandburg and music by Greg Belialchi from his new recording. Greg and Chelsea are off to New York and they're going to be establishing themselves there. Before that, we were listening to the Westerlies, same story, out of Seattle, now living in New York, after continuing their education there. And the Westerlies, four-piece brass ensemble with Riley Muhercar trumpet, Zubin Hensler trumpet, Andy Clausen and Willem de Kock trombones, and that was Andy Clausen's composition called Ruddy Ducker, which makes use of mutes in the course of that piece for brass. The Westerlies, from their two CD set, self-titled. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with jazz, blues, and NPR news. Not a lot going on the jazz calendar this first week of January. Things sort of settling down for a little bit, and then an interesting bunch of series starting all over the Northwest. There are these usual jam sessions today and tomorrow at various locations, the Beaver, the Racer, Daryl's Tavern, and Sea Monster, and Triangle Pub, and various other spots. Then on Tuesday night, Pearl Django and Gail Pettis open a two-night run at Demetrio's Jazz Alley. Up in Bellingham, Michael Van Bibber Quartet will be playing at the Unity Center in Bellingham. Adam Kessler and Phil Sparks celebrating their new CD recorded live at Barca, playing at Barca again on Thursday night. Chris Amamiya and Jazz Coalescence, excellent medium-sized group, will be playing at Tula's on Thursday night. And at Vermilion Art Gallery with First Thursday Jazz, Pincock and Gebhardt with Valentine and Leonin, and Alexander Five at 7:30 on Thursday night at Vermilion. Then on Friday, Dina Blade and Hans Bremer will be performing at the Crossroads Mall in Bellevue. That's a free performance. Phil Sparks Happy Hour at the Latona. The Chicago Seven plays at the Salmon Bay Eagles on Friday night. And Jovino Santos Neto Quinteto will be playing at Tula's. Thomas Marriott Quartet will be at Tula's on Saturday night. We also mentioned several interesting series coming up. We'll tell you more about that after we listen to a little more music here. Another young musician coming out of the Seattle area is Ben Rosett, the alto saxophonist, who has a new CD titled Isaro. He is joined by Alex Brown on piano, Haggai Cohen-Milo on bass, and Franck Nemeth on drums. This is Ben Rosett on alto sax and his composition titled The Soft Spot. Thank you.
não sei porquê. Bate feliz quando te vê. E os meus olhos ficam sorrindo e pelas ruas vão te seguindo, mas mesmo assim foges de mim. Meu coração não sei porquê bate feliz quando te vê. Vão te seguindo, mas mesmo assim foges de mim. Ah, se tu soubesses como sou tão carinhoso, e muito, muito que te quero. E como é sincero, meu amor, eu sei que tu não fugirias mais de mim. Vem, 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 vem. Vem sentir o calor dos lábios meus à procura dos teus. Vem matar esta paixão que me devora o coração, e só assim então serei feliz, bem feliz. Thank you.
couple of nice surprises from the last year, unexpected recordings. The first one that we heard was Ben Rossett, the alto saxophonist, with Alex Brown on piano, Hage Cohen Milo on bass, and Ferenc Nemeth on drums, playing a tune called The Soft Spot, composed by Ben Rossett. Ben composed all of the music in this new album titled Isaro, and Ben is a graduate of Garfield High School. He went to the New England Conservatory in Jazz Performance and Tufts University in International Affairs and works in an Inter-American Development Bank in Washington, D.C. He's also a new father, so congratulations to him and his family, Ben Rossett. Just now, we were listening to Dina Blade, whose music we were familiar with, but this was a recording we didn't expect at all, recorded in Brazil in a studio in Rio Branco. And Dina Blade singing with beautiful violin work there by Pedro Cruz, André Dantas playing guitar and piano, and a piece titled Carinhoso, sung by Dina Blade from her new album called Bossa Amazonica. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with jazz in the Northwest all around the region. I mentioned some upcoming jazz series that are getting started again for the new year, and a couple of them in churches. The Seattle Jazz Vespers is continuing its 15th season in 2017 at Seattle First Baptist Church in Seattle's First Hill neighborhood, and the series will be opening up on January 8th, next Sunday. It's usually on the first Sunday of the month, but this being a holiday, it's going to be next Sunday, and it will open with the Momentum Quartet with Michael Rollins, Greg Robinson, Sylvia Rollins, and Mark Gelsing. And the Jazz Live at the Marine View Church in Tacoma has been going for the past 8 years, and the series kicks off the new year on January 8th, next Sunday, with the Overton Berry Ensemble featuring Bernie Jacobs. And of course, there's the Art of Jazz series on the second Thursday of each month for the 22nd year at the Seattle Art Museum, presented by Earshot. And the next concert will be on Thursday, January 12th, with new jazz from Don Clement and Mark Taylor's lineup. There's the Jazz Music Arts Center, founded by Julian McDonough in Bellingham, and the Whatcom Jazz Series presents Michael Van Beber Quartet on January 4th and Thomas Marriott Quartet on January 11th, Mike Allen Quartet on the 18th, and John Hansen Trio on the 25th. That's a nice series on Wednesday evenings at the Whatcom Jazz Music Arts Center in Bellingham. And the Bainbridge Community Piano Association, directed by Darden Burns, presents 8 programs of jazz and classical music on Bainbridge Island, leading off on January 8th with trumpeter Thomas Marriott with his quartet, including Mark Seals, Jeff Johnson, and Matt Jorgensen. And if you like jazz vocalists, a series you should know about is jazzvox.com. This is a series of house concerts which take place various locations around the area, and we'll be featuring the Danish singer Sinne Egg in 3 concerts in 3 different locations, January 6th, 7th, and 8th. That's next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We attended one of these recent house concerts and recorded the great Portland singer Nancy King with Steve Christofferson on piano and melodica, and we'll be hearing highlights from that Jazz Vox house concert next Sunday here on Jazz Northwest for Nancy King and Steve Christofferson. And for more information about the Jazz Vox series, see jazzvox.com. Here's a group that we featured in a Seattle Art Museum Art of Jazz concert a few months ago, the Kareem Candy Band. Kareem Candy, the tenor saxophonist, Delvin Lamar, organ, and Devon Lewis on drums. And this is the title tune from their album together called Hourglass. Thank you.
fingers are growing long, my lover. Close that door. Don't wait anymore. Dance me to life on this day. In your arms, the world resonates at a wondrous pace. Intoxicating space. Hold me tight. You know it's all right. The stars are embracing tonight. The darkness will woo your heart, tearing it apart. Thank you.
Beautiful song and singer and arrangement, Miranda Sage, On This Day. She wrote the lyrics for this. Don Thompson wrote the music. He was also the pianist and arranger for this 9-piece ensemble with 5 horns, piano, guitar, bass, and drums. Beautiful chart. And the trumpet soloist was Kevin Turcotte. Miranda Sage out of Victoria, B.C., and the title tune from her album, On This Day. Before that, we were listening to a band out of the South Sound, Kareem Candy Band. Kareem Candy on tenor sax with Delvon Lamar organ, Devon Lewis on drums, and Kareem Candy's composition and title tune from his album from last year, Hourglass. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, connecting you with jazz, blues, and NPR news on KNKX. In the bit of time remaining on today's show, here is a sample of the music of Chris Amamiya and Jazz Coalescence Sextet, which is going to be playing on Thursday night at Tula's in Seattle. This is Chris Amamiya on trombone, Jay Thomas on trumpet, Travis Ranney on tenor sax, John Hansen piano, John Hamer bass, and Steve Korn on drums, and a tune written by the pianist John Hansen called The Lift. That's a bit of the tune titled The Lift, composed by John Hansen, played by Chris Amamiya and the Jazz Coalescence, featuring Jay Thomas on trumpet there, and Travis Ranney, the saxophonist. And that group is going to be playing Thursday at Tula's in Seattle. Hope you can catch them there. That's all the time we have for Jazz Northwest today. Stay tuned for a special program remembering some of the great artists we lost in the last year, hosted by Nick Francis. He'll be featuring Mose Allison, Bobby Hutcherson, Toots Thielman, Ernestine Anderson, Mark Murphy, Phil Woods, and others. That's coming up in the next 3 hours. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music here today. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR.